The 11th SAARC summit, slated to begin in Kathmandu on Friday, has been postponed till Saturday. The 11th SAARC summit in Kathmandu could not begin on Friday as the Chinese flight carrying Pakistan President General Pervez Musharraf was delayed due to bad weather. Prime Minister Vajpayee, who is already in the Himalayan Kingdom meanwhile, held one-to-one meetings with SAARC heads of state. Nothing as to what transpired in these meetings could be known, but terrorism is obviously on the agenda. Vajpayee also met with SAARC chairman and Sri Lankan President Chandrika Kumaratunga. Chandrika later said the tension between India and Pakistan would not impact the SAARC spirit.
Well, I don't think the spirit of SAARC has been affected, but practically we will find it difficult to move it forward as fast as we expect. But I believe all the leaders are still committed to the spirit of SAARC.
And what do you think should be done to diffuse the tension?
Well, it's a bilateral problem, but I think in such problems, the two sides have to sit down and talk and find solutions to the problem.
Even as the SAARC summit begins tomorrow, it will be minus the inaugural ceremony. However, the King's banquet to the heads of state, slated for Friday night, will be held as usual. Consequently, the retreat at Nagarkot, 40 kilometers from Kathmandu, also stands cancelled now. The summit is being held in the backdrop of heightened tension between India and Pakistan following the December 13 terror attack on Indian Parliament. India has alleged that Pakistan-based terrorists are behind the attack and demanded their extradition from Pakistan. Pakistan has sought evidence to prove India's claim. Dipankar Chakravarti, ANI.